Astrology. It is a really hot topic in the land of all things magical and wanting to live a more intentional life. It is such a great tool. And because it is such a great empowering tool for you and for your peers when reading their charts, I thought it was time for another Team Astrology takeover. And so Team Astrology of the Sisters Enchanted is going to take over this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast.
If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted.
Hello, everybody, and Hello. Welcome to this episode Hello. Of the Expedition to Soul podcast. My name is Anna Tower, and I am the co-founder here at the Sisters Enchanted. Sometimes I lead podcasts, mostly I don't, so I'm sorry if I am not sure what to say sometimes, but we are super excited for another episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast, so sit back and hang out with us, because we're going to talk to you about astrology.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So hello, everybody. As you know me, I'm Anna, co-founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And if you don't know me, hi, I'm Anna, and I'm Sarah's real life sister, and you're used to hearing her on the podcast. And today you get me and my cohorts here in astrology land for the Sisters Enchanted, and let's introduce them. So first we have Kiera Boggs. Hello, Kiera.
Hello, I am Kiera Boggs.
Yes, you are. Do you want to give us a quick introduction about yourself so that the listeners can get to know you?
I suppose I could do that. Yes, I am a magical mentor and I assist in teaching expedition astrology. And I've gone through the holistic witchery classes and probably just about every other class in TSE land. But yes, that is me. And I enjoy blending magic and astrology and tarot and all of that together into one beautiful tapestry masterpiece.
Excellent. And with us today, we have Nick MacDonald. Nick is the original writer and creator of our Expedition Astrology program. So Nick, come and say hello to us.
Hello.
And
introduce yourself. I'm Nick. I've been an astrologer or practicing astrology for over the last decade, last 12 to 13 years, and had the privilege of teaching for and creating the Expedition Astrology class for Team TSE. And it's an honor and a privilege to be here. And astrology is part of who I am. I literally can't have a conversation without it infiltrating the very core of my perspective. And I take a lot of psychology and sociology and mix all of those things into astrology. I think it's naturally within the workings of astrology. I think you can't talk about one without necessarily talking about the other, although both sides tend to ignore the other perspectives, but it all kind of grew up together with human culture. So I take a lot of those pieces into how I read and interpret charts, and I'm just happy to be here.
You know that you're aging when you can say things like, I've been a professional tarot reader for over a decade. So yes, I get that. Team Astrology here, we're going to, like I said, talk about astrology, but I will first and foremost say, because I think it's funny, that all three of us teach our astrology programs here at the Sisters Enchanted. And I always feel, because Nick and Kiera are two of the smartest people I know, and when we're like in our chat for work talking and we're talking about things, I have to read all of their sentences like four times over, because they're so smart and they have so much intuition and magic that they bring to astrology, plus like lots of knowledge like from their outside lives into astrology, from what they've learned and how they use it in their day-to-day life, that really, Team TSE has some pretty amazing astrologers to help teach our programs and help the students and everything. Yes, take it, absorb it. It's the truth. It is the truth.
Watching over here.
Right. Truth. Like you've heard us say before, holistic witchery is one of our, or is our like main toolkit course here at the Sisters Enchanted. And a part of that toolkit currently is our astrology fundamentals course, which is a jaunt through the foundations and basics of astrology and really focuses in on our big three. And our big three is what we like to call our sun, our moon, and our rising signs. And these three parts in your chart can really help you understand yourself a little bit more. It can help you with shadow work, which we know we talk about a lot on the podcast, how to live more intentionally, using it to also maneuver better the energies of the peers and people around you that like you love or you work with or that you're friends with. And it can really be this great tool to understand how energies are working for you, against you, with you, and how to best adapt, I think, in like day-to-day life without letting it rule over your life. So with that being said, I would love to talk about the big three and how we can use them to help navigate our day-to-day lives and how important and empowering the understanding of your big three is. So I think we're going to do kind of like a roundhouse around here. Nick, how about you give us a description of what our sun sign is? Mm-hmm. And also if you could touch on the fact that like your zodiac sign, you know, that all the, mm-hmm. Yes. And then we'll flip it to Kiara. And Kiara, you can shed some light on how to use your sun sign to navigate like your day-to-day life and interactions. And I'll chime in if I feel so inspired.
Yeah. So our basically astrology is the study of the planets. But really, it's the study of the timing of the planets and how that relates to kind of sociological and psychological processes and behavior patterns on large. You know, it's not exact, but science isn't exact, right? We look at psychology, we look at percentages and statistics of why people behave the way that they do. And that's kind of what the planets end up representing for us. That being said, when you are born, all of the planets were in specific positions and they were backdropped by constellations. And there's more math that happens there. It's not exactly like, you know, Mars was behind Sagittarius. There's more calculations that go into it, but that's the basic idea. And so when I say I'm an Aquarius, what that means is that the sun was backdropped by the constellation Aquarius when I was born. And the sun represents a behavior pattern of creation. It's our center. It is the part of us that says I am or me. It represents our ego. So my ego, my process of creation, my process of individuality, who I am, is empowered and motivated by the sign Aquarius. So when you're looking for your sun sign, you're really looking for what you know to be your zodiac sign. And that sign will tell a lot about how you actually go about creating situations around you, what makes you feel confident, safe, and secure in your environment, and what makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Kiara, any thoughts that you can add about your sun sign and how it can help you in your day-to-day environment?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I love this. So when I started learning astrology from Anna and Nick and going through that curriculum, I immediately latched on to the practical application of astrology as my primary focus. There's a lot of reasons for that in my chart as to why I do that, but I absolutely love it. And even my husband asks me what the astro weather is for the day now, even though he's a skeptic, self-proclaimed, he still asks me what's going on. So in terms of the sun sign and my own personal sun sign, which is a Pisces, I see that play out in my life and it helps me approach every situation that I go into, whether it's a personal or professional situation. I know that, okay, I'm going to be at my strongest if I approach this in a collaborative manner and wanting to include everyone. And I get really upset if people aren't included. I'll see, you know, in a work meeting, if somebody is not speaking up, or even not speaking up, they just don't feel like they're involved, right? I actually get really almost irrationally upset about that. And for a while, it took me, before astrology, I was like, why am I like this? And now it makes sense. So I'm able to fulfill my sun sign's motivations and just embrace that and engage that. And I'd like to bring people in around me, and I like everyone to be on the same page and doing the same activities together. So once I acknowledged that, because a lot of, I would say, sort of societal norms in some situations don't encourage that. So I felt that conflict of, oh, I should be more individual, and I should be, you know, trying to elevate myself above or something like that. But it just felt awful in my heart, and it made me cry. So being able to practically understand my sun sign helps guide my actions in my everyday. I just know, yep, I'm going to include everybody. Everybody just get used to it. You know, I can set those ground rules and those expectations ahead of time. And I try to not put myself in really emotionally intense situations, because I know I'm just going to like lose myself in it and get, unless I really need to, right? But yeah, so I'm able to just guide my day-to-day activities from the knowledge of my sun sign alone, which has drastically improved my life, I'll say. Yes.
I think that it can be really amazing when you, even just knowing your sun sign, and knowing the energy around it, how much that can help you with your day-to-day. And like, I'm a Virgo, so I know that like a plan for the day is really great. And if like even a mundane thing like the shopping trips or something go a little bit out of whack and like aren't as in a controlled vessel as like I thought they might be, that it can send me like into a very like anxious pool of I have no control over this situation, and that I feel better when I know what's happening. But also because I'm a Virgo, knowing that when it's time to lower my expectations and that things are probably not going to go the way that I intended them to go. Because if I know that, then I handle that stress better in person, which has been a really great tool for me, is like understanding that like my expectations are sometimes very high and that I have to be more realistic as a human person living in a human world, especially me with three children. There ain't, nothing's going the way you planned when there are three children in your house. So that is a lifetime of Virgo information for me to learn and understand. So in summarization of the sun, we are looking at like our creative purpose, kind of our vitality, our ego. And many of you will understand your sun sign as like the horoscope or zodiac sign that you were born under for your birthday, and is one of the first places you look at in a birth chart, and something that we go into more in depth in our astrology fundamentals program, and how important the sun sign is for us and how it comes out through us energetically and can, yeah, help motivate us and teach us some lessons. So also a part of our big three, we have our moon sign. So do we want to do it the same way? Nick does moon, Kira does life, or yeah, we're getting nods. Let's not, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We only did one round, but if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we're going to head to Nick giving us a little bit of a glaze over a moon sign as a part of our big three, why it's important, and then we'll go to Kira for some life interception.
Yeah, so the moon is something that I have connected with recently, is like the moon is kind of like the fixer of our kind of setup. We have the sun that's creating the situations, and we really create situations that make us feel safe and secure, right? So I'm an Aquarius, I'm creating situations that where everybody's similar to Kiara as a Pisces, because it's the next sign over, where it's collaborative and everyone is an individual and everyone has meaning and purpose. But when everyone isn't in those on the same page, then it makes me feel insecure, right? And so the moon is what nurtures us to make us feel safe. And to kind of stabilize us emotionally when we're feeling insecure, to really empower the sun to go back and say, okay, well, this is the situations I can create to feel empowered. And so that's what the moon ends up representing for us. It's our nurturing styles, both for other people, but mostly for ourselves, and the way that we react emotionally to situations around us when we're feeling insecure or hurt or sad or happy or all of those good things, both the light and the shadow. The moon is a direct reflection of how strong our sun energies are.
Yeah. And I often say to our that astrology and us here at the Sisters Enchanted, we talk about how important your moon sign is and how often you live in your moon sign energy, because it's like that saying that you wear your heart on your sleeve. It's like your moon is right there, because oftentimes throughout the day you react emotionally. Like if somebody gives you an expression of like love or gratitude or a compliment, like you typically react from a place of emotion at first on feeling those words. Or if you get, you know, somebody confronts you or something, or you're in a place of feeling defensiveness over something, like you're reacting emotionally. And a lot of times that is something that comes out of us really regularly. So your moon sign can oftentimes feel almost more like a recognized energy, if you're aware of it, not always, but if you're aware of it, as something that you can really feel present in your day-to-day life, sometimes even more in tuned with than your sun sign, because your sun sign is kind of like this beacon that you're trying to be like, and your emotions oftentimes can get in the way of that or overshadow that in a way. So Kira, moon signs, what say you?
Oh, geez. Everything you just said. So, my sun sign was overshadowed by multiple other things for quite a while. I've only recently been able to embrace that Pisces energy. And another reason for that is I have a Scorpio moon. So I've got lots of water everywhere. So both in my conscious and my unconscious and my reactions are very emotional. I am very in tune with my emotions now. and so my tracking the moon as it transits through all the signs is very important for me in terms of practical usage, because I just feel every movement so intensely and so deeply. So I know when the moon is in Virgo for me, I'm like, okay, it's time to kind of get organized and reach out, you know, to my friends and to my community, since I have Virgo ruling my 11th house. And so I will plan my actions so I'm happier. If I try to have a day and like clean my house, or I try to be creative or something, and the moon is not in a sign that embraces that type of energy, I am so frustrated. I get so upset. I make no progress. But let's say if the moon is in Leo, I know that, okay, it's time to go finish my sewing project, because that's my creative area. And I'm going to feel good about it. And I'm going to make 10 times the progress than if that moon is in any other sign. So I actually plan by the lunar cycle. I will plan like, this is my crafting time. This is my house cleaning time. This is my life planning time. And it just is astonishing, because I went from kind of feeling so frustrated and just like everything was a conflict and just I had to fight through every energy to, oh, now I'm 10 times more effective in like half the time. This is great. And now I get to go enjoy my life in other ways and enjoy the energies that the rest of my chart has for me. So the moon, I am all about the moon in practical astrology. That's a huge part of that astro weather I give my husband every morning. Is where's the moon at? What are we doing for the day?
Yeah. I know Sarah is really good at tracking like the lunar phases. And I have a harder time tracking lunar phases, but I almost always know what sign the moon is in, because I like to know how that sign is affecting me and my chart, and like taking note of what times and what signs are a good time for rest for me, what times are good for actions, which ones I know that like I get a little bit more stressed during, which ones I'm a little bit more low key during, and to understand that about yourself and to know like, oh, this is not my best time to be in a high stress situation. And having just that much information can be so helpful. So tracking what sign the moon is in every day and like feeling out your energy and doing it for a couple cycles to see if it's similar, because some days are just bad days regardless of the moon sign, but like sometimes you can find like similar energies. And so that's a great tidbit there about tracking that. And I know with my moon sign particularly, because I know of its tendencies, I have been able to understand how to like interact with people around me better when they are in state of emotion, because like I know when people tend to get in high emotion that I sometimes like don't know what to say, like one of those people that like look like sometimes they don't care, because like really I actually take on a lot of emotion, but like I look like somebody who just walked into a wall and like doesn't know how to have that like emotional experience. And so I've learned a lot about myself and knowing that like, oh, this person needs me to say something. And even if it's not great, as long as I say something or like I embrace the person or I do something, but because I can remind myself in that moment, I look more emotionally available. And then when you're doing that, you become more emotionally available, even when like your nature is maybe to not be. So I have learned how to like recognize like more social cues of when to like lock into things that my moon would typically have me lock out of. So I know that that's been a huge tool, especially in parenting, has been a great understanding for me. So learning your moon signs can really help you understand. I just said like with my children, I know all of their moon signs, which means I know what they all might need emotionally from me. And I know which ones I might be a little bit more comfortable like engaging in their like emotional needs, or when I have to be aware of theirs and make room for it. It's given me a stronger understanding of what they need from me, and how I can provide it in a way that's comfortable for me. So it's a great thing to understand your moon sign. So wrapping up our big three, we have our ascendant sign, also known as our rising. So we use those words synonymously. And so that is that. So again, we're going to go down to Nick. So Nick, tell us about our ascendant signs.
Yeah. So within the astrology chart, there's something other than just the planets and the signs, but there are these things called houses. And they're kind of make believe, but mathematically calculated partitions in the sky that represent different physical areas of our life. And where the planets and the signs appear in those partitions talks a lot about where they end up appear, where those behavior patterns end up appearing within our lives. The one that is arguably, although not necessarily arguably in my opinion, but some could argue it, the most important is the ascendant. And basically what the ascendant is, or the rising sign, is the horizon line of where the earth was, or the sky met the earth when you were born. And what it basically says is it kind of talks about the perspective that we take into life, the lens that we use to kind of see and view everything, and a lot of how other people see and view us as well. One of my astrology teachers used to say it's the color of the glasses that we wear, right? So if I put on green sunglasses, everything's going to take a different view than if I put on blue sunglasses or red sunglasses. And each zodiac sign that appears on the ascendant or rising sign gives us a different perspective from which we're viewing the world. So we have the sun that's creating, we have the moon that is emotionally reacting, but then we have the actual physical perspective that we're taking into everything. And that's what the rising sign represents.
Excellent. So Kira, rising sign, day to day. Let's hear it.
Yes.
So, I'm so good at hosting.
I feel so seen.
Yeah.
So I am a Scorpio ascendant. And my name. So, yeah.
Namesies.
Somebody help me.
Poor Nick. So yeah, I'm a Scorpio ascendant, and remember I said I'm a Scorpio moon? Yeah, my moon is in my ascendant house. So it's interesting to say the least. But for the longest time, it's kind of funny. Scorpio as an energy just doesn't give too much away until they really forge a strong bond or relationship with people. They're not the ones to talk about the weather. They're going to talk about like your life's legacy and your philosophy on life and death. And, you know, within the first 15 minutes of meeting you, and then they're going to evaluate if they want to continue this or not. So for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why people didn't like me.
I had that. I still have that feeling. Are you just giving me an astrological epiphany right now? I always think that nobody likes me. Is it my Scorpio rising that's done this?
I mean, it's true though.
I'm feeling some Scorpio rising solidarity right here.
Yes. And that is so, it's so true, because I will move through life and I'm not gonna just like give my energy, you know, out to anyone. You know, they gotta earn it. But, you know, so I portray myself as kind of very closed or, you know, hard to reach, essentially hard to like break through to. The funny thing is, that's just the first impression. That's how people see me. And then I kind of take on some of the Scorpio traits of I'll dress kind of certain ways just to like freak people out a little, just because I find it funny, you know. So
I've never done that.
Definitely. There are, yeah, definitely. We've never done that. But yeah. So there are pieces that contribute to this, but I thought everyone else could see through it. I always thought that it was pretty obvious what I was doing. And so I was very confused when people would tell me like, oh yeah, when I first met you, I thought you were really mean and really inaccessible. And my Pisces sun, just like my heart sinks in my gut and just like, you know, it's like, it's just heartbreaking. So I've learned to soften my facial expressions just a little if I'm in a situation where I do need to be approachable, especially at work. That's something practical I realized. I was like, oh, I really do need to be able to make people feel like they can come up to me and collaborate with me. You know, my Pisces sun wants this, but my ascendant sign wants them to like earn it. So it's a conflict. So from a practical perspective, I learned that about myself, and then it made me feel less bad. Like I finally understood why people saw me that way. So I stopped taking it so personally as I did before, because I thought there was like something wrong with me or, you know, but once I learned that my ascendant was a Scorpio and it has these natural tendencies, I was like, oh, okay, I can work with this. And now I can choose when I want to really fully embrace that energy or if I need to like temper it down a little bit, depending on the situation that I'm in. And I just accepted that part about myself. And I just was like, oh, this is me. So it reduced a lot of emotional distress, I would say, when I learned about my ascendant. And then I learned how to use it in my favor, kind of amping it up or toning it down, depending on the situation, and being able to let my Pisces shine a little more, so I'm a little more approachable, or fully amp up that Scorpio when I don't want to be approachable. So very practical understanding your ascendant sign.
What I love about this is, without saying it, Kara also just talked to you about how she's done her own shadow work of like realizing things about herself that like weren't super conscious, but that she learned about it, realized were like maybe things that she didn't want to portray, and then actively learned how to navigate that day to day. And maybe it's not like always natural or her first reaction, but she's learned how to tackle those things day to day, like softening her face in a meeting when she's maybe displeased or doesn't agree. And that's something that she learned because she has that Pisces. She is a Pisces. I was gonna say Pisces moon. That's not right, because she is a Pisces and she does actually really care about the tone of the room, and that she didn't like the fact that like sometimes she may have looked in a very Scorpio reaction way that may turn people away from being able to open up to her. And I think that's really interesting, because as you have also heard that I'm a Scorpio rising as well, but that my big three are different than Kira. So I'm a Virgo sun with a Scorpio rising and a Capricorn moon, and how Kira and I had a lot of similarities. But then Kara was like, oh, I always thought people could see through my like tough exterior. See, I never thought anybody could see through mine. I was like, you can't see through this. This is so like, but I have a different big three. So for me, I was like, no, no, this is like, you don't mess with Anna, because like, I have a chip on my shoulder and a from childhood, you know, things, shadow work, always the shadow work. But like mine is like a defense mechanism. So like for me, like I don't want anybody to see through it. So like for me, I was keeping big walls up. And to this day, if I have to go somewhere to like to a school, not that I've had to do this in a while, so this is not like something that happens, but like I've had to go to school before to like advocate for one of my children, and I will wear like the most like powerhouse but not business powerhouse, but, like the most powerhouse outfit I have and like the most like severe Scorpio makeup I can, and I will like bust through those doors like I am here and like you will not mess with me or my spawn like ever, and like I will go in and do that and be like very like, there are no kinks in my armor, like there's no, you're not going to get through it. And that's different because we have a different big three, so it like comes out differently, but was also like similar in some energies but also different, because like I said, I have a Capricorn moon, so like I don't really want other people's emotions necessarily. Not that I don't care about,
I'm like, give emotions. Them to me.
Yeah, but like, not, I don't necessarily like welcome emotions to come at me. And so, and knowing that though, that when I want to connect with people, that I do have to let down the armor, I do have to open up emotionally. And that kind of helps with the shadow work and navigating your day-to-day life by understanding your natural tendencies and how you react with people and then learning about other people. So yeah. Using your big three in astrology can help, like you heard Kara, tackle some shadow work, kind of write your narrative about your day-to-day. And I think that that's a big thing in astrology. Lastly, because we're kind of at the tail end of this, that we follow a, you know, much more, you know, westernized ideology of astrology. So we don't like believe that astrology tells you this is your forecast and this is your life and you're never going to escape it. We believe in free will and understanding the blueprint that is your astrology chart as a way to navigate like possible tendencies, possible reoccurrences, possible life, past life cycles over and over again, and like learning how to find those in a way that makes sense to you so that you can re-navigate them and make them work better for you now. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to be perfect and you're always going to like nail it right on the head, and like you might always fall into more shadowy aspects of yourself. But the point is, when you learn astrology, you can really empower yourself to learn about the things where you might falter, so that instead of falling, you can like hike up your skirts and like step over that hill without falling on your face. And sometimes it's not always perfect and you might trip a little bit and you might still fall, but now you have the tools to saunter off into the wilderness a little bit more prepared and a little less clumsy. I have a way with words. So in kind of final thoughts of the big three, any last like statements of like astrology, why it's so great, just kind of like a cherry on the top of our Sundays of big three that we've just dished up here today.
But yeah, I'll say that, you know, what was interesting, like even when you guys were describing the differences between you, even though you share a Scorpio ascendant, Kiara is a Pisces with a Scorpio moon, and those are both water signs, and Scorpio ascendant is a water sign. So she instinctively thought that everybody saw the inner water that was going on. Anna is a Virgo with a Capricorn moon, so that's all earth, right? And then she has the Scorpio ascendant. So she has actually some earthy walls that are more protective and creating more boundaries for her than say Kiara is. So there's so many different layers to each individual piece that you can just, you go down all these rabbit holes and it just explains so incredibly much without even having to go very far down into the rabbit hole. And that's why I love astrology, because it's a lifelong learning process. And your knowledge bank gets bigger, and you become just way more intuitive when you keep gaining those pieces and little tidbits of knowledge. And yeah, so that's it.
Cool. Any last thoughts, Kira?
Geez, I have to follow that.
That's well, up then. To you. So,
geez, Nick. Well, I think the cherry on top for me is I'll stick with the like practical application side. Is that I do enjoy the philosophy and the knowledge and the history and all of that extensively. I have spent many hours going down those rabbit holes because it's super fun. But I think the cherry on top for me and why I'm going to choose to continue learning this throughout my life instead of just, I learned it, it's a parlor trick, I'm done kind of thing, is I've seen the real life impact on my own life and my husband's life and my family. Like my relationship with my family members is so much better now because I've pulled their charts and I know how they, what their tendencies are. So it's just helping me to make informed decisions and inform my actions into a way that facilitates the life I want to live. And I also feel like it just makes me a more active participant in my own life, that I'm able to take like my base code, I feel like, which is my chart, and being able to look at it and be like, oh, this is going to be great for me, or this ain't going to be so good, you know? So I just feel like it helps me be a more active participant in my own life. That's the gist, and I'm able to use it, and I'll continue to do so because it's cool and it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So you've heard it here, folks. And as I said, as we started this, Astrology Fundamentals is part of our Holistic Witchery Toolkit. So if you've heard us talk about Holistic Witchery, and I'm sure you have, know that when you sign up for Holistic Witchery, at least, you know, these days, Astrology Fundamentals is a part of that toolkit. And when we do host Astrology Fundamentals Live, and you get Kira, Nick, and myself, and we go all over those big three and helping you identify what that means for you. And we love astrology, and all of us use it in our daily lives to help us navigate, not to make choices for us, but to help us navigate ourselves and our putting our best foot forward in supporting ourselves by knowing what our birth charts say. And we love astrology, and we're so excited to share it with all of you who choose to step into those waters with us and learn how to explore your birth charts. So I want to thank Nick and Kira for being here with me on this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. And until next time, we hope that you have a magical rest of your day ahead.